Hi, my name is Pruitt Newton, and I'm a senior at Platteview High School.
And hi, my name is Aubrey Burley. I am a junior at Platteview High School.
Today we will be talking about marching band of the 2019 school year.
Their theme this year was Star Wars.
I'm in marching band, and this is my 7th year playing, and I'm also a clarinet. This is my 4th year playing in the marching band, and this year we started in May learning the music, and we went all through the summer and even through October for performing and practicing a lot. We would like practice in the mornings 3 days a week during the school year so far, and during the summer we would practice once a week in June, and then had band camp at the end of July going into August. We competed at what we call Lynx, and that is at Lincoln High School on October 12th, and we got a 2 there. On October 19th, we competed at Ashland, and we also called that Oxbow, and we got a 1 there. And then on October 26th, we competed at Lincoln East High School, and we got a 2 there for state.
What does a 1 and a 2 mean?
1 is kind of like, we perform individually as a band, and we don't really compete against bands, because it's not like Waverly got first and Platteview got second. It's Waverly got a 1, Platteview got a 1, Blair got a 1. It's just you compete against yourself in order to get the 1 or 2, and a 1 is of course better than a 2.
We interviewed a couple people. The first person is Claire Snodgrass, who is a junior drum major for the Platteview Band.
Hello, Platteview. My name is Pruitt Newton, and I am sitting here with one of Platteview Band's drum majors, Claire Snodgrass. Claire, tell me, what are the upcoming events happening in band?
Well, we've got a football game Friday night, and we're going to be performing at halftime for that, and probably a little bit of pregame beforehand, so definitely come early. We're also performing at Seacrest Field in Lincoln, near Lincoln High School, on Saturday at 4 o'clock, so be sure to come.
Awesome, definitely will be there. What do you enjoy about being a leader in band?
I guess my favorite part has to be interacting with everyone and getting to talk with, I guess, anyone all the time, and a lot of the times they'll listen to you, which is good. But really, I just enjoy, I guess, talking with people. I've always been an extrovert, so having people to talk to all the time is pretty great.
Nice. What are your favorite or feel-good moments in band?
Definitely after a performance, like right that very last moment, that last note when it still rings across the field and everything, and everybody just feels great about it. And everybody inhales, and we're done, and it's just the greatest moment ever.
Yeah, it really is. What is the band still struggling with?
Definitely the transition with, Mrs. Janik just retired, as most people know, last year, and Mr. Ketchin is new. He is really awesome. It's just been a really rough transition. It's definitely getting better, though, and this new batch of freshmen has also been a bit of a handful, but they're really great players and really good people, too, so I know it'll be okay in the end.
Yeah, I'm sure it'll work out. What are your goals for band next year?
I'm not really sure what kind of performance we're going to have. It might be an easier show. It might be a harder show. But really, I just want everyone to feel good about what happened. Because I know this year it's been a lot of work and not a ton of payoff compared to other years. So I'm hoping that we get a little more payoff next year and everyone has the drive and motivation to stay in band, because it is so great. It's just a lot of work, and I know people need to see the fruits of their labor.
What advice would you give to the band being in their current situation?
Stay strong, everyone. We can do it. I know you can do it. Don't quit at semester. It's not done. We're not done with this yet. I know it'll be okay in the end, guys. It really will. Just keep working hard, and you'll be proud of yourselves, too. Don't give up, and it'll all be okay.
All right, thank you, Claire, for the interview.
It was an amazing interview, and I got a lot of information out of it. Here is me and Chloe's interview.
Hi, my name is Aubrey Burley, and I'm here recording Chloe Adams for Marching Band. First question is, if you were able to play any other instrument, what would it be and why?
Probably the drums, because I like to hit things.
Okay. Next question, what is your band section struggling most with and how?
Listening. I don't know how, they don't listen to people.
What are your favorite things about band and why?
Definitely the donuts we got in the morning.
How has the band improved over the season?
I mean, I don't really think it did that much.
How many people do you think will be in band next year and why?
A lot less, because band isn't very fun.
For any reason?
A lot of people just, like, a lot of their friends quit, so then they quit, and it's just like a continuing cycle right there.
Even though the show was pretty difficult, I still feel like the band pulled through and did a really great job this season.
Overall, I think we did well this season, even though we had a lot of struggles and transitions, but we did do well, and I wish the band best of luck next year.